Steps 7 to 11 echo the second week. They're about making a decision about how we live and to trust it to God, being willing to be guided in our decision by His will. There is discernment involved here in all aspects of our lives and in the individual decisions we make in everyday situations. And while some of our decisions can be big decisions, many of them are not. In the Al-Anon book, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon, the meditation for October the 8th ends with a quote from Thomas A. Kempis. "Whensoever a man desires anything inordinately, he is presently disquieted within himself." Ignatius cites as the purpose for the spiritual exercises as the conquest of self and the regulation of one's life in such a way that no decision is made under the influence of any inordinate attachment. It is an important business. It is about making the right decisions for the right reasons and enabling us to live peacefully with the consequences of our decisions. It brings serenity, that much used word and sought after grace of the programme. Sometimes it may simply boil down to the decision to be kind and courteous in this particular conversation, to choose our attitude. Another tool the programme has to help us to focus this principle in our little decisions in the course of a day is the Just for Today card, which is something I use regularly. Just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look as well as I can, dress becomingly, keep my voice low, be courteous, criticise not one bit. I won't find fault with anything, nor try to improve or regulate anybody but myself. The one above is one of my favourites, and one I find quite challenging. It encourages me to find the right balance between superficial vanity and slothfulness, to love myself and to see myself as God sees me. And of course, it also encourages me to see others as God sees them, and to love them as God loves them, and to refuse to see it as my job to fix or convert them to my way of thinking. The 12-step programme diverges from the exercises at the second week, however. The second, third and fourth weeks of the exercises have their focus centred on the life, death and resurrection of Jesus, and therefore locates them very specifically within the Christian faith. The 12 steps is a non-religious programme for everyone. In the preamble to the steps it says, "The principles they embody are universal, applicable to everyone, whatever his personal creed." Ignatius offers an 18th annotation of the exercises, where he says, "The spiritual exercises must be adapted to the condition of the one who is to engage in them." And he goes on to describe different situations and ways that it might be done. He begins his conclusion with, "But let him go no further and take up the matter dealing with the choice of a way of life, nor any other exercises that are outside of the first week." Ignatius is effectively saying horses for courses. If beyond the first week is not appropriate, then there is no need to pursue it further. It might be considered that the 12 steps is in effect an 18th annotation of the spiritual exercises, where we take what we like and leave the rest. It is not to say that the 12 steps are less. In one sense, they might be considered more because of their adaptation beyond the Christian faith to all religions and none. It is analogous to the movement of Christianity itself, from the Jewish faith where it began, outwards to the Gentiles and to the whole world. I cannot help but feel that both Ignatius and God approve. Steps 7 to 11 also incorporate within them the examine, the purpose of which is to improve our conscious contact with God. And Ignatius is known to have encouraged the Jesuits in that if they have only had the space in their day for one prayer, then it is this one that they should do.